This conference is being recorded.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Hockman. And right now, I am on the phone with Dustin Maher from Fit Fun Bootcamp in Wisconsin. And this guy is absolutely killing it. He has 9 bootcamp locations with 11 bootcamp times. And hey, Dustin, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a little bit of a cold here, so I apologize for that, but I'll try to speak as clear as I can.
You know what, bro? I really appreciate you being on this call and, you know, and just sharing your success and what you're doing, you know, with other fitness professionals that I guess they basically want to be like you, man. And I really appreciate you for doing that, man. It says a lot about you that you're willing to give and to help other trainers grow their business.
Yeah, definitely. I love to see, you know, everyone be able to, I guess, see the success that I've had, but not only, you know, the financial success, but the lifestyle I've been able to give myself, but the lives I've been able to touch. You know, I think we talk, you know, so much about how boot camps are superior from a business model than one-on-one training, but I think from a helping standpoint, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was just a one-on-one trainer, and, you know, on a good long, brutal day, I could help 10 people or so, and now I can help, you know, close to 200 people each day.
Oh, man, that is awesome, dude. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started with your boot camps and what you did
yeah.
with rope?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that could take hours right there, but I started I'm 26 years old, just turned 26, and I got my degree in kinesiology from the University of Wisconsin in about 3 years ago now. It's not quite 3 years. I've served as a trainer for about a year before that. So I've certified for about 4.5 years. And, you know, I was doing one-on-one training, especially at college. And then I soon realized that I started to do groups of 2. And then groups of 3 and groups of 4, and I was really enjoying this. I was finding that they enjoyed it, and I was able to make a little bit more money. They were able to get a more affordable price. And so that's kind of the beginning of it. And then right when I got done with college, I knew I wanted to start a class for stay-at-home moms. And I have a passion for that population. My mom was a stay-at-home mom with myself and my 3 younger siblings. And so I wanted to provide a service where moms could get together, get a great workout in, socialize, connect with each other, network. So I created a class called Mama Tone Fitness. And that really took off quite quickly. And that was done at a health club, which I worked at. And I still work there part-time as an employee. And we had free child care for them, and it was great. The kids like the child care, and moms love getting rid of their kids and getting a great workout and stuff. So I started with that, and I did that. Well, I still do it today, but for about 18 months, I did that solely, as well as my personal training and small group training. And then soon after that, a lot of moms were saying, well, you know, right now your times are mid-morning. So I was targeting the stay-at-home mom population. They're like, what about us working moms? So that's when I kind of realized that I should offer something for them. Now, if you've ever tried to find locations in the evenings, you'll know that's very difficult to do. So really my only option was to find some morning locations. So I put together a plan to, again, I called it boot camps instead because I wanted to make it co-ed as well, because I was also getting husbands emailing me saying that they're like what's happening to their wives and they want to, you know, do something as well. And I was also getting, you know, emails from the wives saying that their husbands should do the program. So I decided, you know, to do that. And it was, let's see here, May of 2008. So it was about 8 months ago, I guess, now that I started them.
And how many months ago? 8 months, right?
No, 18. May of 2008, 2009 now, okay. So. Like 18 months, year and a half ago, I started them. And, you know, I had a small list of people from my training, you know, small group and stuff, and I had not started a blog yet, but I had a website up with an AWeber contact form. So, no, I don't remember. I think I had like 300 people on my email list. Nothing too huge, but
right.
I started with, gosh, it seems like forever ago. I think I started with just one location, and
location. Well, tell me about that location.
Yeah, so it was at a park, and we started.
Okay, so it was outdoor.
Yeah, so for being in Wisconsin, what I found is that people really like being outside when they can be. So, you know, we're cooped up all winter, and so having it outdoors when we can is very appealing to a lot of people because of the fact that they're just sick of being indoors. And a lot of them, I think, feel like they could just go to a gym and get the workout, but if it's outdoors, it seems something special. So that's what I found personally with my demographic and location to work well. So we had it at a park. We had a big hill, and I started training. I think I was the only instructor at that point, and I want to say we had like 15 people or so in that first class. And we did it at 5:30 in the morning, 3 days a week. But I also wanted to kind of get some publicity and also give back to the community. So on Saturday mornings, I decided to offer it free to the public, and all they needed to do was bring some canned goods in. So I did that. Yeah,
Dustin, that is awesome, man. That's a great idea.
So that was awesome, and, you know, people really appreciated it. And then we were also able to give a lot of food to the food pantries locally.
Hey, by the way, how did you get the word out about your free Saturdays?
You know, through my contacts list, I sent press releases out. And, you know, kind of during this time, I got to backtrack a little bit, I've been very fortunate for publicity-wise to be on. I've been on over 35 times now on NBC, ABC, and CBS. And I guess we could talk a whole hour about that, you know, just that. But I started to get on the channels basically just serving my niche population, which was stay-at-home moms, and, you know, sending press releases out and contacting the local news people, especially the news anchors who are moms. And, you know, I got one of them that really saw my passion, and we kind of met up, and, you know, I started training her, and she started coming to my Mamatone classes and stuff. And then once you get that momentum going, it's a lot easier to attract more. And now it's funny, I've got all the stations fighting for me, and some say they want me exclusively, and it's kind of interesting. It's a good feeling to have to be, you know, called and emailed very frequently.
So you basically go on the news and you talk about how to stay healthy and fit?
Yeah, pretty much. I have like a fitness segment every week or every couple of weeks on the different stations, and just about every time I bring in one of the campers or small group clients that I have. So that's social proof. And I bring in, of course, my top, you know, 5 or 10% who have lost. You know, we've had 80-pound weight loss. We've had quite a few people drop at least 6 to 8 sizes. So we've got a lot of before and after. So I, you know, have them write up their story. And, of course, we put that on my website and through my newsletter and my blog. And then I also bring them onto NBC or CBS with me, demonstrating some exercises, and then they always show their before and after picture and ask them how they did it. So I'll be able to do that about 15 or 20 times.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me more about, like, so you have this one boot camp, you do your free Saturdays, you're on the news, it's starting to grow. What happens next?
Boy, I haven't even thought about this for a long time. It seems like ages ago, but it was only, you know, 18 months. So I think what I did was I got another location because people were saying it was kind of on the west side of Madison, which Madison's only 200,000 people. It's not a huge town. And so someone, you know, a lot of people were contacting me from the other side of town asking if I could do one there. And I didn't really want to be traveling there. So I found a trainer. And at that time,
how did you find your trainer, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember how I found that one, but I'll tell you the best strategy that I found to get trainers. Of course, I live near college, near the university, so I have a little bit of an advantage with this. But what I did was I spoke with the kinesiology department, which I was good friends with the chair there because I went to school there. But I asked if I could be one of the options for students to do the practicum. Now, for us, you know, I had to do a practicum to graduate college, and it was like a 96 hours of practical experience, on-the-job experience. So I contacted her. I told her that I would love to create an internship where I taught not only the fitness side of things, you know, how to run like a group fitness class and stuff like that, but also the business side of things. And they really liked the idea, and so they allowed me to speak to the seniors and pitch my idea. And so I got, I think, three or four of the kinesiology students who wanted to do it with me. And so I had, you know, you get free labor for 96 hours. And then from there, if they stick around college or stick around the area, I can hire them after that. And so I've hired a few from there. And then also I knew the people who taught the ACE certification courses in town.
Yeah.
And asked if I could speak as a guest speaker on how to grow your boot camp business and that type of stuff, and how to create personal training and fitness as a business and not just as a side job. And so, of course, they loved the idea, and then I also offered the internship program to them as well. And I got, you know, a bunch of them. So I've had about probably 14 interns the past, you know, 16, 18 months, and it's been really good. And a few
now, how many of these interns end up sticking around? Do most of them?
Not really. A couple of them actually opened up gyms, not in our town, but some go on to grad school or other colleges. So, you know, I haven't had a huge amount of stick rate with that, but, you know, you can kind of groom them into your philosophies, your style, and then, you know, if you have five of them to choose, you can choose, you know, the best one that you think would be able to run the program. Because, you know, it's so, obviously everyone knows it's so important to find the right boot camp instructors, because that really makes or breaks the boot camp experience.
Right, definitely. So are most of your locations, are they all outdoor, or do you have some indoor locations as well?
Well, today actually was the first day. Today's October 1st. We moved indoors. We transitioned. So last year, I only had two indoor locations. This
year, what kind of locations?
So I've got, last year I had a karate studio.
Okay.
And then my gym that I trained at, which is like a small health club, 2,000 member health club. And when I was with the health club, they did their percentage split. And so that's a 70-30 split is what my health club is. I get 70%, they get 30%. So it's a pretty fair and generous split for small group training and stuff. So, and then I was able to, you know, just negotiate rates for that karate studio. And then this year, like I said, I've got eight locations indoors. And I got two gymnastics facilities, and that was off of your recommendation. Honestly, I didn't even know that we really had gymnastics facilities around or cheer squads, but we had two really large ones, and I was able to meet with the owner, and I just went in with, like, what can I do for you? Like, how can I help you? And, you know, what I really focused on was what I could help them from their business side, their marketing side, getting their name out. It wasn't even really the money that I was going to be paying in rent. And they were really impressed with my website and my communication. I taught them how to have a website that had an opt-in page, that had, you know, like a newsletter that went out more than once a quarter, and how to develop that relationship and keep top-of-mind awareness. So I really went on my way to spend a lot of time with them doing that. And then
that made you so valuable before you even talk about RAM.
Exactly. And, I mean, I'll say what I pay. I pay $250 a month there. And that one we run a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, just one boot camp for about an hour. 45 minutes is the class time. But that's a 15,000-square-foot facility. And then they have one on the other side of town, 10,000-square-foot. For which I also rent for the same price, $250. So, but really what I'm helping them with is getting people in their door And then I'm on the news quite frequently. Plus, my contact, my email list is now over 3,000 people. So I'm putting good words in for them, you know, and encouraging all the moms to send their kids to the gymnastics place because it is a great place. I think it's very important for kids to be active. So it's all natural. Like, I don't want to ever have to, you know, endorse something that I don't feel good about just to make them happy. So that's a really easy alignment for me to do was with them. And so, and I gave free boot camp to, well, of course, to him and his family, but then also kind of like you talked about with the the plastic cards and the hair salons, I'm basically doing that same thing with the instructors because I figure they're in front of the kids all day and they certainly meet the moms or the parents who take their kids. So I told them that they could get boot camp for free as long as they do their best to get me new members. So I got that going. And just last week, I did kind of an intro free Saturday boot camp there and just basically spread the word through one of my TV appearances and then also just through my newsletter and all my clients. And we had 125 people show up for it. So it was just a to kind of kick it off. And we had 8 of my trainers there. And we videotaped it, of course, so you can go. Actually, it's on my blog, but it's going to be on my bootcamp website as well. And it's
what is your blog?
Yeah, my blog is DustinMaherFitness.com. So Dustin with a D, and then Maher is M-A-H-E-R. DustinMaherFitness.com is the blog, and then MadisonBootCamps.com is my bootcamp website.
Oh, man. So out of 125 people, what did you do? Like, what was your strategy to retain some of those people and get them to sign up?
Well, here's the thing. Most of them, I'd say about 75% of them were already clients of mine.
Okay, so you just invited.
Yeah, so they were already boot campers, and they were already my clients. And you know, a lot of them brought their spouses along, which was great. And then they would bring friends as well. So I really only had 20 to 25 who were new.
Right.
Some actually traveled a couple hours to come to it. We had people coming from almost 3 hours away. Come to it and meet me. It's funny. They, like, want to take pictures with me and stuff like that. It's kind of weird.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, so so what we did is we collected their information, and we signed them up for our newsletter, but we also have a 6-series autoresponder that each day goes into a different part of health. So we had one day, like the first day was mindset. The second day was like nutrition. Third day was weight training. Fourth day was cardio and stuff like that. And then in each one of those, we kind of lightly plugged the boot camp program and how it's a good fit for that day. So they get that, and then also I try to give as much free stuff away. Here's a great tool for you guys. I'm not a huge fan of like giving away pens and just different things with your logos on it. I mean, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but what I found is the best little, they call them trinkets, is I have a food magnet that I made with 100 of the top healthiest foods, and it's about a 4x6 magnet, and you give that away, and you put your website on it and stuff like that. And that is so powerful because I really loved it. It's one of the best things around. And you
put it
on the refrigerators.
Wow, dude, that is brilliant. So every day, so they put it on the refrigerator to help keep the top-of-mind awareness of what foods to buy and to stock in the refrigerator. And then right there, just they see your name and your website and phone number every single day, every time they go into their refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll bring the magnets with them sometimes in the grocery shop. And, after it starts, they're like, every day when I open that fridge up, I think about, is this what Dustin would want me to be eating? So.
Oh, my God. And so can you imagine, like, okay, so now it's time for them to think of someone who they're going to go to get fit. Like, who do you think they're going to go to? Of course they're going to call you.
Yep. So that's a great tool that I've used, and so I give those away whenever I present at any place, or for first timers.
Dustin, can I ask you where you order those at?
Oh boy, let me see here. I'm looking at the box right now.
I just know right now, anyone listening to this, their first question is, where do I get one of those things?
You know what? I don't quote me on this, but it may have been like either Vistaprint.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of those main ones that you can get business cards with and stuff. There was Vistaprint and Overnight Print.
Oh, okay.
I think it was one of those too.
I've used both of those guys.
Yeah, I've used business cards and stuff, and I've never had any issues with them. I bought like 3,000 of them, and I think it was like, I want to say it came to like a quarter each. It may be a little less than that, but I think that's definitely a great tool to use. And then also, one other thing, I have a separate monthly program for DVDs and home workouts that I do, but with that, my mom and I recorded an hour-long interview together, and it's just basically, giving my best fitness information away. And so I've also given that to the boot campers, to the new people, for them to listen to as well, just kind of give some more free stuff.
You're giving them a DVD, a magnet, like all these great tools.
Yep, exactly.
That is awesome, man. That is pure gold what you just said. So I just really appreciate that. Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You're cutting out there a little bit.
Okay, good. so you got this boot camp, and you had the big turnout. Continue on with what are the top things that you're doing right now? Would you say like your top three things that you're doing to market your boot camps, the most effective camp?
So, word of mouth and current boot campers are your best referral source. So I've just, last year I had a referral system in place that was decent. Basically what it was if they got someone to join, to sign up, they would get a free 30-minute massage. So, it was something good. It wasn't unbelievable. I know you guys give away, was it a full month of boot camp?
Half off the next month.
Half month, okay. So that's basically what I've switched over to now, is that for every person that comes, that refers, they get a half off their next month, pretty much. I extend their next payment 2 weeks is what we've done. So I just implemented this. Actually, I'm holding a contest for it right now. So I'm saying it's just for the month of October. If it goes well, I'll probably extend it past then. So for the next month, that's what I'm saying is you'll get half off the following month for every single person that you bring in. But one of the best things that I did this summer was, off of kind of your recommendation, was to use the plastic cards, so those free gift cards. I do a $50 one, which gives them one free week, and gave those to everyone. And I held a contest, and I promoted it through the bootcamp website, and then also told all my trainers to tell all their clients, as well as my newsletter, that for the next 6 weeks, whoever would bring in the most people who joined would get a free year of boot camp. So
beautiful.
That got people pretty excited. And also it took it a step farther and wrote like a news, I don't know if it was a web page, I think it was an email I sent out to all my current boot campers on the best ways to get people to sign up. So I talked about like Facebook, like update your status, tell them about boot camp so that you're really sore, that you pushed a car today for your workout, things like that. I taught them how to put flyers up. It doesn't really take much skill, but putting flyers up at their work, giving these plastic cards out, and just different things that I could think of to get the word out. And the winner, she got 11 people to sign up in that 6 week period. And we had we had probably three or four that had five plus. And then a lot of them who had like two to three. So I don't know exactly what the sign up was, but I bet you it was at least 40 people within that 6 weeks.
Wow.
So that was very, very effective. And I definitely want to do something like that again sometime here. So I'm doing that, and then you know, your technique for the hair salons. I just started this, so it's too early to tell how it's going to happen, but or what's going to happen with it. But I've already got a couple salons very excited about it. And basically, if you guys don't know what that technique is you use those plastic cards and you give them to hair salon styles because they're a great resource because they talk to a lot of people, and especially if you go to the high-end salons, those are the clients that are going to have, you know, some extra money as well. And you give them free boot camp in return for, as Steve puts it, his, and was it your fitness, your fit body insurance policy or something like that?
Right, your tone body insurance policy, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm actually meeting next week with a couple of the salons. I've talked to individuals there, and they're excited about it. So we meet with the salons to kind of pitch.
So let me ask you this, yeah. Dustin. How are you finding these hairdressers?
Well, I have a couple. I mean, my hairdresser, you know, is one of them, and she works at a salon, and I know the owner now and stuff. I mean, I've been in town for a few years, so you just kind of network with people. I have a lot of clients, or not a lot, but maybe five or six who are hairstylists.
Right.
So one of them works at probably the largest hair salon in the area. I actually just found out about this a couple of days ago. And I told her, and she loved the idea, and so she's bringing it up to the boss tomorrow, and she plans on having me at their next meeting to discuss it. So with all the hairstylists there, so we'll see how that goes. But I think it's definitely got a lot of potential.
Hey, by the way, Dustin, remind me, and I will email you a flyer that I made. So once
you emailed me that.
Oh, I gave it to you already. Okay, great.
You can explain it if you want to.
Yeah, it's a really cool flyer. It's just like a real high conversion flyer that basically, once you get one hairstylist in a salon, you have them put it up in the break room. And it basically says like, hey, I have room for 10 more hairstylists that, you know, I'm going to give you free lifetime boot camp and be your tone body insurance policy because I know that you're going to be a great referral source. All that you have to do is put my plastic gift cards on your station and hand them out to your clients. And that technique is awesome because once you get one, while you're going to other salons, your phone starts ringing, you know, with more hairdressers that want to get on your program. So after you get one, you usually end up getting like 2, 3, 4, and 5 without even doing any work.
Yeah. So definitely I look forward to seeing how that works for me. So that was the plastic cards have been a great resource, a referral, and then also, you know, just getting that incentive program for your current clients. Other things that I've used, I'm trying to think of the other ones that have worked well. You know, just having a good, you know, Chris McCombs talks a lot about it, but a good optimized boot camp page. I'm still working on that, but I certainly own a couple of the spots, you know, on Google for at least boot camps at any of the cities around. So I ask, you know, where people hear about me. A lot of times it's just online. So that's certainly a great resource. And then getting them signed up for your newsletter or your blog, I think is huge because that gives you that credibility right away. And that
yeah.
It also allows you to, you know, to build that relationship. So, you know, it helps with me because I'll send them out, you know, some of my TV appearances and stuff like that. A lot of times I get clients from TV as well. And if you're going to, you know, try to pitch ideas to the stations, like they obviously want visuals and they need something that's new and different. So it's probably not surprising. But, you know, for us, one of the stations wanted us on because they heard that we push cars. So we do a lot of car pushing in our boot camps. And so they wanted to come out and film everyone pushing cars. So that
awesome.
I don't know, just try to be creative, you know, and do something outside the box that, you know, the producers of these TV shows want health and fitness stuff, but a lot of it's the same old stuff. So you got to try to figure out how to set yourself out, you know, from the crowd.
Definitely. So like, give me an example of like a couple things that you're doing, like to separate yourself maybe from other
Oh boy, I would say, you know, we've got a couple, there's only a couple other boot camp programs in our area. I think there's like three others that I'm aware of. But now what I've been finding is a lot of the gyms are having boot camps. And I think that's the biggest challenge now for boot camp owners is the argument that people will give you is, well, we can go to Gold's Gym, you know, and sign up for 50 a month or whatever, and they have a boot camp program too. So that's, I guess, one of my biggest challenges now going forward, and maybe you have some suggestions for this, is how do you separate yourself from that? I mean, I think it's pretty easy to separate yourself from, like, a body pump or group strength class, you know, at a gym, but then when they're hearing that it's, you know, it's a boot camp and you're doing similar stuff, you know, how do you set yourself apart? I mean, I tell them that our instructors are amazing. You know, they're there. They're high energy. They're going to keep you accountable. You know, emails, we use emails a lot with, you know, if someone has missed more than, like, two classes in a row or three classes in a row and hasn't let us know, we will call them up or email them and say, hey, where are you at? You know, we miss you. We do a lot of recognition at boot camps. So, you know, someone lost 30 pounds, we'll announce that. Congratulations, you know, for losing that weight. I haven't done a lot with giving, like, free stuff out, but I think I should with that. You know, I know you talked about sending, like, balloons or something to their work. I think that's a great idea. I have not yet implemented things like that. But for the media, like, we've done, like, playground workouts, you know, something pretty basic. But for the media who maybe doesn't, you know, work out that much, that sounds pretty cool. So playground workout, picnic table workouts, the hill. So we have this huge hill in town, and so that's one of our boot camp locations is on the hill. So they love filming stuff that we do on the hill. And then just featuring people that have had specific results, you know, and finding that story, I think, is key. And so when some boot camper does, you know, has great results, I always have them write up, like, basically it's writing up a testimonial, but it's writing up their story, you know, where they were, where their life was before boot camp, you know, what their weight was and how they felt, and then coming to boot camp, you know, their feelings before boot camp, and then after that first day, how they felt, and then as the months and, you know, maybe now years have gone, you know, how their bodies have changed, how their lives have changed, and what can they do now that they couldn't do before. And then they always provide pictures, before and after pictures as well. So I'm able to use that on my website and on my blog. And then all the boot campers are to encourage them and say, congratulations, you're looking great. You know, you inspire me. So we create that kind of social proof and that camaraderie between everyone.
You know what's a really cool, that's awesome, man. And first of all, I just want to say this. Anyone listening to this call, can tell one thing, and that what separates you from 90% of other fitness professionals is that you're a massive action taker. You know, you'll learn information and then you'll apply it. It's the speed of implementation. You apply the information you learn right away. You just do it. Hey, that sounds like a good idea. That would work. I'm going to go do it. And you know, I really believe that. That's one, you know, that and obviously your great energy and your passion for what you do. But aside from that, man, it's just the fact that you're a freaking massive action taker, Dustin, you know?
And, I think, you know, yeah, I think just pick, you know, if people are listening to this have issues with that, they feel like they're procrastinating, you know, picture all your competition and tell yourself that they are taking action. They're, you know, they may receive the exact same knowledge as you, which probably most of us, at least I don't think anybody in Madison follows you guys, fortunately for me. And so, but even if they got the same information, you know, I tell myself that even though they get that information, I'm going to use it quicker and more effective than them. And so for me, that's kind of a mind technique I use, is picture my competition all in the same room, we're all given the exact same information, and it's whoever can do it quicker, can do it better, more efficient.
Wow, that is awesome. And hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you another really cool technique that I've had a lot of success with as far as getting referrals is in the emails that you send out, whether it's a weekly or however you do it, to add a PS, it's, I call it my referral snowball method. Add a little PS at the bottom of it and say, PS, hey, I just wanted to thank so-and-so for, and so-and-so, and name all the people that they referred and say, how much they just, a free boot camp they just got. So, like, I just wanted to thank Mary Jane for referring, you know, Jonathan Smith and Susie Campbell. Mary just got a free month of boot camp for referring those two people. I also want to thank blah, 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 blah. Hey, when you see them, give them a high five because they're helping their friends and family get in shape. So just like a little PS that always reminds people, like, oh, my God, there's people all the time getting free boot camp, and it makes people say, God, you know, I want in on that. I don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's kind of like a little social proof mind, top of mind awareness technique at the end of most emails.
Yeah. And I think another technique, you know, I've used video now quite often, and, you know, just go, you know, videotape some of your boot camps and put it to some music. You can see, if you go to DustinMacherFitness.com, I think it's maybe two or three posts ago, I show a video from when we had 25 people in there doing the workout. And all different shapes and sizes are there, which is really cool to see for everyone. Everyone is, like, working hard. They have, you know, their facial expressions are, you know, a pain, but also, like, you know, enjoying it as well. And all the instructors, you can see them being motivating and really helping out. And I decided, instead of going with, like, a Rocky theme music, it's kind of more of, it's actually Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror song, I think it was. So it's kind of more chill, but kind of, it's like creating change, and it starts within and looking at yourself. So it's kind of more of an inspirational type video. You know, and so people said it's really cool to see how everybody, you know, no matter shape or size, was all there supporting each other, having a good time. So I think giving people samples like that, a video, is very helpful.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, that's awesome, man. I love your blog, dude. I'll tell you, this is one of the best fitness blogs I've seen, you know, as far as where your target is, the consumer.
Yeah, and, you know, with blogging, I know it's not the topic for today, but, you know, trying to get a lot of comments, obviously, is the social proof. And some of my posts have got over 100 comments on them. And I found a couple of tricks.
By the way, for a fitness blog, that's not to personal trainers, that's for the customers. That is... that is, like, almost unheard of, dude.
Yeah. So for the one, you know, I've had 50, 60 comments, you know, a dozen times or so, but the one that I got 100 comments was share your favorite quotes. And so you're asking them, you're actively asking them to share something. And my goal of the blog has now become to create the content and, like, get people thinking and started, and then them create the rest of the content. And, I mean, I want my posts to be not even the best part. The best part are the people who comment on them.
Right.
So I I posted like 15 or 20 of my favorite quotes on health, fitness, kind of overall happiness and stuff like that. And then I said, what are your favorites? And then I also held a prize. I said, I'll pick one that I think is the best quote that I haven't really heard of too much before. And I'll give them a free coaching session over the phone. And I had 102 different people respond, and a lot of them were submitting like 10 quotes each and stuff. So we had like over 300 quotes, and I think holding that contest, and the next day I picked the winner, but I had picked three of them because I couldn't pick just one. And so, you know, having contests and saying like, hey, you know, I'm gonna pick my favorite comment from these or whatever is a good way to get more people to respond. And then it becomes a small post by you and a large comment section by everyone else that even has better stuff than what you just provided.
Wow, yeah, I'm actually looking at that post right now. It's pretty incredible. Yeah. How much time do you spend on your blog a day, would you say?
Well, I post three times a week. You know, it can vary on the amount of time. Sometimes, so right now, every Friday, my mom, she writes the recipe of the week. So it's kind of our thing. And my mom's involved with things, which I think helps moms that I train kind of relate to me, I guess, better as well. And so I don't have to write all the content anymore. But if I were to write all three posts, you know, it's about, I figure, 7 to 8 hours a week.
Yeah.
So it is quite a bit, you know, if I'm going to do all the work myself. But if I write one or two of the posts and get one, you know, one or two of them given to me, then it's maybe 3 to 4 hours a week.
But yeah.
Definitely well worth it.
No, I mean, you're doing it right. This is an awesome blog, man. A great, great blog. Yeah. The best one I've seen, actually. You know what? Have you ever considered doing any, like, restaurant reviews or anything like that?
You know, that's a great question. I have. That's one of my...
You got so much traffic here, you know.
Yeah, that's one of my... Actually, my newest step, which maybe you can help me out with here. So I came up with this idea to contact the grocery stores in the area. And basically my magnet that I have, you know, 100 of the foods, kind of expand that out just a little bit more and provide, like, a free handout for their customers, just kind of where you grab, like, the coupons, you know, when you walk in the store, of a one-page, 8.5 by 11 sheet with all the healthiest foods and the aisle where you can find them. And then I would just have, like, a paragraph at the top saying, hey, you know, Cops Foods is one of our local ones. So, dear, you know, Cops Food customers, we have teamed up with local fitness expert Dustin Maher to provide you with a healthy list of things to be eating. You know, if you want to hear more about Dustin, you can sign up for his free newsletter and free blog, and he's got these gifts for you and stuff like that. So I got this made up and everything, and now the tough part is getting the stores on board with it. But that could be a crazy powerful tool.
You know, I would do both health food stores, but also, like, all the little restaurants, like I don't know if you have, like, a flame broiler or you know, all the little, like, joints that are, like, that's all healthy food. Like, it could be tacos, it could be like, do you have, like, Charles Chicken or Flame Broiler or Rubio's or any of those type of places?
No, I don't think we have those names. But
sure,
I guess the question is, what would you do? Would you meet with the owner and would you interview them, or how would it work?
Yeah, you first of all, you would explain to them that you have a blog, like, that you have about 3,000 local residents that pretty much follow every word you say about what to do to be healthy and fit. And you'd like to do a restaurant review and feature their restaurant on your blog and show your clients what they can eat that will help them be healthy, tone, and fit at your restaurant, what you recommend. And to do a little video with the owner, say, I'd like to do a little video with you so they could get to know you and feel really good about your place. And so the first thing you do is you know, hey, this is Dustin. I'm over here with, you know, the owner of healthy chicken restaurant or whatever. And you know, this place is really awesome. And if you order right, you can really get lean and tone and healthy here. Hey, first of all, I'd just like to ask, tell me about your ingredients. Do you guys have any, like, MSG, or do you get, you know, or like preservatives or stuff like that? And they'll go, like, no, everything's fresh. And, you know, it'll make them, it's almost like a commercial for them. And then you give the recommendations. Like, maybe you have their menu right in front of you and you go, okay, so if you put this and this and this, it's only about this many calories, this many carbohydrates, and this much protein. This is a great after-workout meal. Here's a great before-workout meal. Here's a great thing that you could eat just any time of the day. These are all great things that you could order here, and they're going to take extra special care of you. And then what you do is, so you put them on, you'll put that restaurant review on the blog, but in return, what you'll ask of them, very minimal, like at minimum, you should have a lead box in their facility. So you could have a lead box where you could win a free, you know, month of boot camp. And also enter your name, and, you know, I'll rush send you my free report as well as a chance to win, blah, blah, blah. And say, hey, do you have an email list of your current customers? And they'll probably say no. I just did this the other day at a flame broiler right by my house, or right by my fitness center. And I said, hey, I'd love to help you build your email list. I have a really cool lead box. And everybody that puts their name and email in, at the end of each week, I'll send you an Excel spreadsheet with the names and emails, and you can start marketing to your clients and giving them, you know, discounts or whatever you want to do. And the guy was like, you know, totally, he couldn't believe it. He's like, oh my God, like this is great. This is perfect. So I'm going to go in and do a healthy food review and then put my lead box in there.
That's a good idea. Where do you get your lead boxes from?
You know, I get them from a place called, you know, I'm trying to remember, future-fitness.com. Future-fitness.com. And I will look up the guy's name that I talked to, and I'll email you later. I don't have it off the top of my head. But yeah, they make those things pretty darn cheap. They're like, I don't know, $5 a box or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, just having your lead box and in like 20 restaurants in your community, it's just like, gosh, everywhere they look, they're on the news. There's Dustin. They go to a restaurant. There's Dustin. They go, you know, to Costco. There's Dustin. Like everywhere they go, there you are. And not only that, what's really cool is like a lot of times you could be on their menu. Where they'll be like, you know, the Fit Fun Boot Camp healthy choice menu. And you could even put together maybe like, you know, sometimes, like I know Sam from Fitness Concepts, Seven Figure Sam, he'll put together a little menu for them, and they'll include that in their menu. And there's like a little thing that says, hey, call this number for a free, you know, week of personal training.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, you're really just entrenching yourself in the community. Like, I mean, yeah. you are the authority, that like the undisputed fitness authority. And anyone ever thinks about getting fit, they call you.
So the restaurants that you pick are more like locally based, you're saying?
Or you know what? It just depends, because like I know like Sam's got like Johnny Rocket and a bunch of like franchises as well. So, you know, a lot of these franchises are they're individually owned. And if you just go in there and say, I want to interview you, I got a big list of people, and I'd love to tell them what to eat at your place so I could send in a bunch of customers. You know, it's like, who's going to really say no to that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's one of the next things I want to, that and the hair salons. Those should be my next two big goals for generation.
Yeah, and the hair salon one is so cool. And, you know, just the one key I would tell you with the hair salons is just to make sure, and by the way, I'm putting together an autoresponder list, and just I'll send it to you when I'm done with it, where it's going to be like an automatic email that goes out maybe every week or every 2 weeks, and of course my newsletter to these hairstylists, just reminding them like, hey, whether you come in every day or you just use us as your tone body insurance policy when you have a trip, you know, just know that that you have that lifetime membership. And, you know, it's pretty much just reminding them that they're getting value out of it even if they don't come in, because you want them to keep your plastic gift cards on their station.
Right.
And the other cool thing is, you know, hey, by telling them to give those plastic gift cards as a gift to your clients, they'll really appreciate that, you know, you as a hairdresser a lot more.
Yep.
So it makes them look like rock stars.
Right.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, because you know it's the 80-20 rule. Like if you get 100 hairdressers, only 20 of them will really show up consistently to your boot camp, and you don't want the other 80 to start feeling like, I'm not even using this. You don't want them to have a disconnect with you. You want them to always feel like they're connected to you and that they're benefiting by having you as their insurance policy.
Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's my one big key, I would say, for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So Dustin, let me ask you this. Like, so with all your boot camps, if you don't mind my asking, like, what kind of numbers are you pulling down, man?
Well, I've got, you know, between boot camps, and I've also just released this, it's called Fit Moms for Life DVD program. So it's a monthly continuity program. You know, I haven't really broken down the numbers between those two, but it's somewhere around 30,000 a month between those two. So I think boot camps are currently about 22,000 a month right now.
Dude, that is and, awesome, bro.
Yeah, so making more than the doctors, which I know as a fitness professional, we believe that we're providing a service, you know, just as valuable as
if not more valuable. I think more valuable, because if you go to a competent fitness professional, you could avoid having to go to the doctor, you know?
Right. Exactly.
A doctor's going to try to cure you of what's wrong, but as fitness professionals, we can prevent, not only prevent, you know, disease and illness, but enhance life, you know, like,
yeah.
Let's just face it, you know, taking a drug or taking medicine or a prescription, it's not going to make you feel good about yourself. It's not going to make you have higher self-esteem. It's not going to make you, you know, have more energy. So I really believe that fitness professionals, when they do it right, absolutely deserve to make the same, if not more, than doctors.
Yeah. I just saw that for maybe a blog post, not the money part of it, but just you talk about it as a personal trainer. I don't know. You have to be careful, because I train a lot of doctors and stuff, but, you know, somehow is personal trainers as important as doctors or something like that.
Right. And you could even write like a little T-chart, like, let's see all the benefits of personal training and all the benefits of going to the doctor, you know?
Yep. It's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dustin, man, I really, really appreciate this killer, killer interview, man. This is like, there's a lot of gold. I mean, there's chunks and chunks of golden diamonds that you gave in this interview. Anyone listening to this, you know, could take your advice and think about their competition getting this information and them taking action faster than their competition, putting this into action even faster, and could absolutely, you know, skyrocket their income just with the stuff that you gave today, man. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad I could help, and if anybody's, you know, out there, just, you got to believe in yourself, and, you know, you got to get out there, and like Steve said, take action. But, you know, each day, so sometimes it's easy, you know, when I only work, you know, 22 hours a week in front of people, you know, the rest of it's behind the scenes, and I certainly put in quite a few hours. I'm not going to lie and say I have a 4-hour work week sort of thing, but I'm really aggressive right now in where I'm at, and I don't have a family at this point, so I can really put a lot into it. So I can, you know, but just every day be making steps to grow things, and it's easy to become complacent and become happy with where things are at. And, you know, it's good to enjoy it too. I'm not saying you have to just be going 100% every day and saying you're not a success. You know, you gotta enjoy those moments too. And when you reach your goals, one of the things I'm doing, which I'm not for sure with it yet, but I'm looking at buying a Porsche Boxster, and a used one and stuff, so it's not like a super expensive car, but from where I've come from, I've lived in a mobile home my whole life, and so, you know, grew up with pretty much nothing, but, you know, having that car, I think, would be kind of a reminder to me that, you know, that I'm making a difference in this world, because I don't think you should be wealthy or make a lot of money if you're not, you know, adding value to people's lives. So, you know, if I've been able to add value to whatever 3,000 clients' lives, you know, in the last 5 years, you know, I think you should be rewarded financially, you know, as well. So I may or may not buy that Porsche right away, but I'm looking at it right now. So
you know what, man?
Reward yourself along the way,
dude. Good for you, bro. Dude, I'm glad to hear that, man. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, dude. I'm glad we met, and yeah, man, dude, anything I could do to help you to keep growing, bro, you know, you certainly take action on everything right away, dude, and you're going to be huge, dude. You're going to keep growing, keep helping people, and keep earning those great rewards. So congratulations.
Yeah, if I come up with some new stuff, too, I would love to be back on and share that with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Dustin, if people want to get a hold of you, and they want to check out your blog, what's your blog site?
Yeah, so DustinMaherFitness.com, Maher is my last name, Dustin with a D. And, you know, you could sign up for the free newsletter. I send it out 3 times a week. You'll probably get a little bit of an autoresponder, right? You'll get a 5 series, 5 or 6 day autoresponder as well with that. you can just kind of see how I market. I'm very soft selling. I try to basically, what I do is I write an email through AWeber, is my autoresponder program, and say, hi, how are you doing? And then sometimes in the first paragraph, I'll talk about something I'm doing. And what I found that is very helpful, like right now, today I start, I'm a fitness model as well, and so I'll be competing in Vegas in 7 weeks. So today I start my diet officially. So awesome. I might mention something about that. Or, hey, I just was on TV, when I'm on TV, I also post that on my blog. But, hey, I just spoke at a company today, you know. And so what that does is it shows that you're in demand without saying that you're in demand. Or, right. You know, thanks. What's another good example? Thanks to the 50 people at, you know, such and such company that allowed me to come speak and share my information with them, you know, that sort of thing. And that kind of creates that I don't know if persona is the right word, but where they think you're really busy. And you are, you know, I am busy, but, you know, people are like, oh, my goodness, you answered my email I sent you and that sort of thing. So that's how I structure. I put a little, like a sentence or two after, like, the welcome. And then I talk about my blog post, just two or three sentences with a teaser, and then two or three more, and then I put the link, and then I put two or three more sentences with the same link again, and then I have my little tagline is keep moving, and then I sign my name, and then I always put one or two PSs at the back, and that would be like, PS, check out this email I just received, and it might be a testimonial from a boot camper, or with a DVD program, or an upcoming event that I'm speaking at, you know, something like that, with usually a website to go to. So, and then those links within the body of that email get sent to my blog where I have my post. So it's basically what you do, Steve, but that's what I found to be pretty effective. My open rate, as my list gets larger, you know, the open rate definitely decreases. Right. Up until about a few months ago, I was getting like 60 to 70% open rate, and now it's down to about 50-ish percent. And then from that open rate, then you gotta get people to click on it, and you'd be amazed at how many people open it but don't click on it.
Right. You're like, hey, why didn't you click on it?
I know. Exactly. So if I get like a 50% open rate, you know, I might have 30 to 35% that actually open up the blog post. So that's why sometimes I try to put some of my important sales pitches in the PSs of the email, because
right.
They've seen that. So.
Awesome. Hey, how tall are you, dude? I'm watching one of your videos. You look like you're...
I'm 6'5".
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I'm looking, you're like towering over everybody here. Okay. Awesome, man. Hey, thank you, Dustin, man. Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to stop this recording, man. I really appreciate you, dude. Everybody. Right, thanks, Dustin. Hold on one second.